Holy moly, what a great turnout for the monthly Elphinstone Community Association, ECA, meeting on February 21. Chris Basil of Bear Ranch Farm gave an encompassing look on how farming is the heart of Elphinstone. I learned a lot. Geologically, Elphinstone is very interesting, like how we have two plateaus that were once beachfront property. Digging through different layers of soils, we have come across pockets of sand and large boulders moved by glaciers. Today, there is lots of room for the perpetuation of new farms and gardens in Area E, as we are fortunate enough to find ourselves on a very fertile belt of land through this district. While at the busy little meeting, I couldn't help wondering if these residents would like to come back to future meetings, either for a variety of future speakers, or to hear our local elected representatives speak and respond to questions face to face, or just to meet neighbors and share some tea. In order to keep the ECA going, they have a yearly membership you can join, which gives you the ability to vote at the meetings, join committees and help fund projects within our community. At a whopping $10 per person, it's a small price to pay for all these benefits. Maybe it will encourage you to head out to more meetings, like buying that gym membership you hope you'll use. Contact the ECA for a membership at elphinstonecommunity19@gmail.com. Check out their website, or you can become a member if you drop by any meeting. The March 20th meeting will feature Andy Maycock, of Ground Penetrating Radar Canada. What's beneath our feet? Andy can find out. There's a wide range of applications for GPR technology, from environmental and archaeological to construction, engineering and exploration. Andy will walk us through what it is and how it works. I would love to hear feedback, take suggestions on topics in our neighborhood, and hear from all 3,883 residents of Elphinstone. Email me at hello.elphinstone@gmail.com.